Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee with Terry, featuring professional speaker, certified success coach, law of attraction trainer, business alchemist, and intuitive, Terry Wildeman. Thank you for joining the show that focuses on creating positive attraction in business and life as Terry interviews guest experts, best-selling authors, and celebrities who will provide you with business-building wisdom you need to make highly practical and logical decisions to succeed. And now, here's your Coffee with Terry host, Terry Wildeman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's show. My special guest today is Cheryl Schofield, the follow-up specialist at KickstartYourCompany.com. Cheryl, what is your coffee beverage today? You on, Cheryl?
Hello, Cheryl?
Cheryl?
Yes, I'm drinking a coffee double-double.
What is a double-double?
It's double cream and double sugar.
Oh, my. So we are really going to have a lively discussion later on this
afternoon.
Thank you so much for being here, Cheryl. Cheryl is going to be talking with us about follow-up techniques that turn leads into sales. And before we get to Cheryl and this wonderful discussion that we're going to have on helping you in your business to attract more clients, I'd like to share with you a story, a law of attraction story that happened last week, which really shows that things happen when we get out of the way. Recently, a young woman who is very close to me went to pick up her rental car from a long international flight. She was very tired, and she was thinking of things that she needed to do. And she's reading these forms in her hand. And she's thinking, wow, she was getting a compact. And there wasn't much control that she had over that. And the one thing she was thinking was that she had to move a lot of things out of storage into an apartment. Well, she went up to the desk and just chit-chatting away and showing her the forms, the appropriate order forms for the compact car. And the agent looks up to her and says, ma'am, we have a minivan available that we can upgrade you to free of charge. Now, just prior to her going up to the desk, she told me that she had just gotten out of the way and said, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. That's how fast law of attraction can work. She got up to the desk, and she was upgraded to a minivan, and was able to move everything from the storage unit into her new apartment with grace and ease because she used the third step of law of attraction, which is allowing. She identified her desire, which was making the move from the storage unit to the new apartment easy. She focused on it for just a few seconds and got out of the way and received this lovely minivan, which she said drove like a dream, and she only had to make two trips. And she was done with the storage unit. Now, that, folks, is law of attraction in action. Fabulous story, which I wanted to share with you. So, how often do we allow these things to happen in our businesses? How often do we identify what we want, give it desire, and then get out of the way? Instead, what we keep trying to do is control it and control it and control it and control it. And the more we control things, the harder they can get. So shift and get out of the way, folks. And now for our sponsor spotlight. Again, my wonderful teacher, master law of attraction expert, Michael Loger, is today's show's sponsor. He is world-renowned law of attraction expert, and he is an author of The Law of Attraction, Law of Connection, and the soon-to-be-published Fulfillment Needs. Michael has been teaching law of attraction for years, and he has been transforming lives around the globe. as he speaks regularly to international audiences. As we speak, he is on his way to an Asian tour where he will be visiting beautiful places and teaching law of attraction to many, many people in Asia who are ready to listen to his message. And to learn more about his work, please visit www.lawofattractionbook.com. And I am very proud to say that I am a certified trainer with Michael. I got certified with Michael as a certified law of attraction trainer in New York City this year. And it was an absolute blast. It was a lot of fun. So I also like to take a moment to share with you a business growth tip based on this week's topic, which is follow-up techniques that turn leads into sales. I'd like you to think about this for a moment. Why, when we make time to go to networking events, we make all this effort to make sure we look professional, we make these wonderful connections, and we connect these business cards, and we just leave them on a desk and don't do anything with them. I know folks who have boxes and boxes, shoe boxes, full of business cards. And what ends up happening is with all these shoe boxes full of business cards, the people you meet forget who you are. And if you work with those several months later, there are challenges that come up by not having followed up immediately. So some of you may think, oh, well, I have this to do and I have that to do. Well, when you go to a networking event and you don't follow up, it's a waste of time, energy, and money. And a lot of it is because, A, we either don't know what to do, B, we don't know how to do it, or as entrepreneurs, we have so much going on that other things take precedence, and following up on the business cards just goes onto a back burner. I mean, after all, most of the people who are listening to this call are solopreneurs, and we're all doing everything. We're doing the marketing. We're doing the sales. We're doing the delivery. We're doing the social media. We're doing the product creation, the networking, the paperwork, the financials, and it goes on and on and on. And on top of that, we're trying to run a family for those of us who have families. That's a lot. So it's no wonder that oftentimes our business cards just end up getting thrown on the desk because there are so many other things that distract us from working with those cards. Now, I could spend lots of time talking about each and every issue because they are all part of the whole business and they affect everything else, but I'm not going to do that today. All we're going to focus on are tips for turning the leads into sales with these cards. Now, one of my suggestions is that you buy either a card scan, it's a little gizmo that sits right on your desk, or one that's been advertised quite a bit on TV called the Nido, and you begin to scan your cards so that they go into your database. Folks, your database is your gold. Those business cards are gold. It's the same thing as cutting out coupons and leaving them in a drawer. All that money going down the drain. With your business cards, tons of money is going down the drain because you're not doing anything with that. I recommend that you either get someone from your family who can just scan the cards and then verify that all the information is scanned correctly, or hire a high schooler for $10 an hour and have them do that specific job. And as you scan them in, they go into software that can easily be uploaded into an Excel sheet. And with that Excel sheet, that's your gold right there. It is so important to have a really good list. And you can upload that list. You can upload the email addresses into your newsletter list. You can upload them into an online card delivery system such as Send Out Cards, where you can upload your Excel sheet and you can actually send a physical card to the contact that says, thank you, it was nice meeting you, or thank you for the referral, and they get a physical card in the mail. It's a lovely thing. And the only way you can do those things is if you scan these business cards. So it's about making sure that you get those cards to work for you. They are your gold, your database. That's where we get our money. And the larger the list, of course, the more people you have to sell your product or your service to. And I know Cheryl right now is biting at the bit, ready to get into this. So, Cheryl, a very warm welcome to you. And before we get into the meat of our discussion, can you share a little bit about yourself with your audience and how you became known as a follow-up specialist extraordinaire?
I certainly can, Terry, and I have to say you're right. I was biting at the bit just to want to share with everybody because I can totally relate to what you said, because when I first started networking, that's exactly what happened to me. And just one day I just got so fed up with collecting all these cards because, I mean, I came from a sales professional background where I was supporting sales and I was working on the road as a salesperson, and I was taught to go after those hot prospects, to go after those people who wanted to buy today. But unfortunately, they don't represent the majority of the cards. They, you know, and sometimes in a lot of networking events, it's not really appropriate to go for the sale right away. It may not be that type of a situation where you could actually do that. And so you end up with all these cards, as you said. And one day I just got really fed up, and I decided that I really was going to make a study, a take on a mission to find out all the other ways that I could use to follow up so I could get past, you know, the things in my head that were preventing me, which is some of the things that you spoke about as well. These are the things mm-hmm. in our heads that we convince ourselves with that prevents us from doing what we know we should do, which is following up with mm-hmm. a shoebox, all those shoeboxes full of cards.
Yeah. Now, Cheryl, you own your own consulting and business development training company, and you mm-hmm. teach business professionals and entrepreneurs how to build from their strength and then create a structured follow-up system that almost runs itself so that entrepreneurs and solopreneurs can easily market their business and thus resulting into leads turning into sales. Mm-hmm. So what I know is that in training folks, there has to be a specific mindset when it comes to follow-up. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and I think for me, the mindset is that you're going to do it. But then the other thing is you have to start to understand yourself and be honest to what is it that's really holding you back. And just take a moment to journal about those things and write them down and then figure out a way that you're going to get past that. Because, you know, perhaps you've heard in the past, Terry, the longest journey we ever take is the 6 inches between our ears. Right? So that's part
yes.
of it.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out on one part, you have to figure out what's holding you back. And then on the other side, you have to find what's the easiest way to go about this. And I just noticed that I was running around all over town going to those coffee meetings that I was told that I was to go to, but I kept repeating myself. So I started to try to find a system of how I could get this down to a systematic, because a lot of times what holds us back is the fact that, well, now I've met you, Terry, and, you know, it's unique, and we had a unique conversation. Now I've got to go home, and I've got to do a unique email to you. In fact, we don't. You can get a really great couple of paragraph email that you could send to most people that's generic enough, and then just spice it up with something specific on the conversation. You know, what you wrote down in the back of the business card.
And what you can do, you know, to back you up on that, it's just about saving a draft email.
Right.
Just save a draft email. That's your template.
Yeah, exactly.
And adapt it. Am I correct with that?
Exactly, because, you know, if you take the time and effort once, and then repurpose it, leverage it, use it over and over and over again, and then just customize it a little bit. Take a few minutes. But then you're ready. You don't have to sit here and try to think of and reinvent the wheel for every single email that you send.
And thinking about that, it's just exhausting. Oh, my God, that's what I like that.
That's what prevents us.
And this is a law of attraction thing, because if it feels hard, from a law of attraction perspective, it's just going to crash and burn. You know, we get what we put out there, and if it feels hard, what can we do? What inspired action can we take to streamline and make the system easy? And when a lot of people think with law of attraction that you just sit on the couch and you go, and, you know, think about what you want and that's it. That doesn't work that way. You've got to take inspired action. And part of it is doing something as simple as this email.
That's right. Because the other thing about it is, too, is every time if you are authoring, if you're syncing up and writing down a new email for every single person, that is a random event. Because you can't measure that. You can't get a measurable result from that. You can't say, okay, well, I just did this for 5 times. Let's stop and review. How did that work? Did I get a positive response? Did I get a negative response when I followed up with people on the phone or when I saw them the next time? Did they tell me they liked the information or they didn't? As long as you keep doing random, you can't get those measurable results, and that's the only way you can start to improve is if you know what results you got.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Wow. And improving is so important, because if you don't improve, if you're not getting results, I'm not going to say don't improve. If you're not getting results, it's about taking a good look at the process, isn't it, Cheryl?
Absolutely.
You are very process-minded.
That's right. It's all about the system, and they're there to help us. So allow the tools to help you. Use the tools and allow them to help you.
Now, some people, Cheryl, take those business cards, and they put them into a database and, of course, with permission, upload it to their newsletter list. And they think that just sending out the weekly newsletter or the monthly newsletter is the only thing that works. What are your thoughts on that?
There's a couple of things to do with the newsletter. It's great, but what I found, again, with a lot of my professional salespeople, is that their idea of a newsletter was, this week, we have towels on sale, so come on down and get your 10 to 15 or 20% off towels. Mm-hmm. Well, that gets a pretty boring after a while. That's what we call push marketing, where you're pushing out your email, your 30-second infomercial. And what you're trying to do, what you were talking about, is you're trying to attract people. People are attracted when you are helping them to solve the problems that they have. And we're all good at this. This is what we actually do. So that, I think, is really what we should be putting into the newsletter. Here's a tip on how to get this accomplished. Here's a question that somebody asked, a problem they were having, and here's a technique that you could use. Here's a tip that you can use. We all want to hear what worked for somebody else, because when I know those things, I can just skip the trial and error method and get straight to what works. Why spend my time already figuring out what you figured out already? I might as well just listen to you and get it done, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Now, one of the other pieces that I think is really important with all of this, Cheryl, is you say that, and I've heard you say this before, because you know you and I have been together a couple times.
Yeah.
In person, chatting away about networking since we're both so into this stuff. You threw a number out to me that I thought was very, very interesting, and that was 80% of sales are won between the 5th and the 12th contact. Now, let's face it, a lot of my audience and a lot of your audience, these folks are holistic practitioners. They're into the holistic fields, or they're artists, or, you know, one of the things they want to do is just work on their practice. They don't want to do the sales. They don't want to do the marketing. And then all of a sudden it's, I don't have any business. There's nobody coming in. What can I do about it? And here you're saying that it takes 5 to 12 times minimum, and I've heard recently even more than that, to stay top of mind and really connect with people before they buy. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, you go to a networking event and you're looking for somebody who wants to buy. Those are what we think of as hot prospects. Those are people who have already figured out that they had a problem in their business and they've done a little bit of research. They figured out who the vendors are. And now it's really just coming down to, great, I like what you said. What you said answers the problem that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times with the 5th to 12th contact, that has to do with people who are, they haven't quite got to that point. They've kind of got the idea that maybe networking is not working for them. They can see that other people are doing it. But they just need, they have a few more questions around it. They have a few more answers that they need. And so the 5th to 12th contact is giving you an opportunity to help them in that regard. And it's also giving you an opportunity to position yourself, because you can't, when you're selling something that is not like a product, it's not a cup of coffee that we can actually see and taste and touch. It's something, maybe it's a service, it's a mental thing. I'm helping you to transform your business. Or maybe I'm working on your body and you feel better. What is feeling? It's hard to measure that. It's an intangible.
Right.
So,
right.
A part of that 5th to 12th contact is giving you the opportunity to share your stories, to share your testimonials, where other people can talk about the transformation that you have enabled them to have. And
right.
Other people who are looking for that
mm-hmm.
transformation, they need to hear that from other people, not just you.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
yes.
that's part of what the 5th to 12th contact is about.
Okay. One of the things you were talking about is the initial contact. I know, and you and I have talked at length about this piece too. When we go to a networking event, it's not about what sales can I make here. It's about what connections and what relationships can I make in order to be able to get to the next step so that I can, by the time we get to that 5th, 6th, 7th time, you're creating trust with the individual. You know,
mm-hmm.
I find that so many folks go into these networking events disappointed they didn't make a sale. And I'm looking at them going, but that's not what networking is about. It's about creating the relationships and the connections. What are your thoughts about that?
I totally understand that. And I think, you know, because I do spend a lot of time thinking about things, and I think part of what it is that when people are starting out and they talk to people, what should I do? People say to them, oh, you should just go networking. You'll find people who grow your business. And so this is one of the reasons why they think they're going to get something. The other thing is, a lot of times when you see advertisement for networking events, they will say, there's going to be 300 people in the room. There's going to be 500 of your potential prospects, your potential clients in the room. So I thought that that's what I was going to do. I'm a goal-driven person, and I figured that's what I was there for. You know, we've heard that sales is a numbers game.
Yes.
But
can you imagine trying to connect with 300 people in 1 hour?
Some people try to do that, and you see them going around. Here's my card. Where's your card? Here's my card. Where's your
card?
Yeah,
you do. And you sit there going, oh, Lord, goodness.
I know. But it's only after they've been doing that for a while that you realize, like I did, hey, wait a minute. There's something else going on here. I'm just not quite getting the results. And, you know, and other people are actually going, whoa, you're too much. Whoa, that's way too much energy for me. You just need to back
mm-hmm.
that off a bit.
Yeah. Well, I actually had someone in one of my recent programs who was going to the same expo that I was. And she sounded exhausted in her message to me. I'm like, what's going on? She says, I have to connect with all of the people that are going to this expo. And I went, wait a minute here. Let's talk about this. And she was she, in her mind, was convinced that she had to connect with every single person instead of identifying in her mind's eye who is her ideal client, who does she want to work with, who is exactly her target audience, and focus on it and allow the law of attraction to bring them to her table. And I coached her on that, and she ended up with a very nice, something like, I think it was between 8 to 12 really juicy, intense contacts. And that's what you want. You don't want to go in there thinking you're going to connect with all 300 people. It's about connecting with your perfect client. And we can talk about that in another show. We need to get into this, continue on with the follow-up. So let's say we are now walking out of this event, and we have 12 business cards that we've collected from really good contacts that we've made good connections with. Where are we going to go with that?
Well, to take off from what you were saying about the 12 good contacts, so you're going to come out and you're going to think to yourself, chances are they've asked you, people are asking you common questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that all about, Cheryl? Like they ask me a lot of the times, well, what should I do next? So rather than, you know, talking to you, Terry, and then talking to somebody else and then talking to somebody else and going to these coffee meetings and repeating, what I did is I came home and I just wrote it out into a nice, this is what you should do next. Just two or three tips, people can get it. And then I send that out to people. So I send you out a message that says, hi, Terry, it was great to talk to you. We were talking about this. Here's my little message, two or three tips, you know, and then I'll follow up with you later. My second that's your second contact. The first one was at the event. The second contact was just following up to deliver whatever it was that I promised you. Because when you go to an event, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for how can you help this person?
Mm-hmm.
So there's about, you know, there's three areas that I can help you from, right? I can help you from my area's expertise, I can introduce you to people in my network, or I can direct you to information that you need. So I'm listening to you. I'm asking you questions. What goal are you trying to reach, Terry? How can I help you? Because the questions that you have are around information that you're missing. And what I'm trying to do is offer information that fills that gap. A lot of my clients tell me the reason they're not following up to the 5th to 12th contact is because they feel like a pest. If you're following up to help someone, you will never be seen as a pest. You'll never feel like a pest. And you'll easily follow up to the 12th contact. And by then, they'll love you because that's all you've done. And they'll refer you to their friends because all you've done is try to help them to reach their goal.
And there's the mindset shift.
Right.
It's from shifting to trying to sell them my product to shifting your own mindset into how can I help this person reach their goals?
Yep.
And that's huge.
And it doesn't matter what you're selling. Whatever it is that you're selling, you just take those features and benefits and use them to show the other person and tell your stories. We're all great at telling stories. Somehow when we get back at our computer, we lose all those stories.
Yeah, we do, don't we? How often do you find when you're networking, and I find this all the time, myself personally, that I'm interacting with someone, I introduce myself, and there's basic networking skills that are missing, things like the name tags, the handshake, blah, 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 you know, stuff which we'll talk about it in another show. But they're talking with you, and it's all about them, all about them, all about them. And sometimes you're standing there listening to this person. Now, you and I both know that that's a gift. It's a gift to be standing there listening to this person, because when you're listening to this person, you're getting a lot of information and a lot of meat. I, however, know of folks who have complained to me about that because instead of using it as a listening opportunity, in their mind, what they're saying to themselves is, well, all this person wants to do is talk about themselves. When is it going to be my turn to talk?
Yeah.
And this is, what do you think about that, Cheryl, in terms of the mindset shift?
Well, it depends. I mean, if this person is somebody who's from your target audience, you should be taking notes rapidly because they're explaining to you exactly what their problems are, and this is exactly the information that you need to improve your marketing. You know, if you actually are going out to help people in the world, maybe what that person needed from you that day was simply for you to listen to them. Hardly any, you know, they may not be listened to anywhere else, and you may be the first person that listened to them this week or this year. So just accept that, you know, this is the price that you pay to be on the earth that day and to have the air to breathe and the food to eat was, you had an opportunity to give this person a few moments of your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's always, it's a give and take, right? You give and receive, give and receive.
It
and
is.
At that moment in time, you were simply giving that person what they needed so that for the next person, you can receive what you need.
And that's the law of attraction right there.
Right.
It's complete law of attraction. And what I've learned is in those situations where I'm doing so much listening to helping people get what they want, you start to create a reputation for yourself where you're the go-to person. And
right.
and that becomes a double-edged sword because with follow-up, you want to deliver superior customer service. And when you deliver superior customer service like that, you become known as the go-to person or the become a go-to person or a how-to person. People start to automatically come to you. But it becomes a double-sided sword with follow-up because if they're coming to you all the time and you can't move that person from trying to pick your brain for free advice to a paying client, you start to feel used. That's the flip side of constantly being a giver and giver. So have you experienced that, Cheryl?
Yeah, and I think that comes from what they call drive-by coaching. When you meet somebody at a networking event, there's no way that in that small space of time with that amount of distraction around you that you can actually shift that person. So what you want, as I mentioned earlier, with the automating the follow-up, you want to be able to shift them off to something that happens automatically. So if they're looking for free, I offer free things at my website, and I encourage my clients to offer free things too. So there's your buffet. Go graze at the buffet. And you know, if you're just looking for basic information, there it is. That's what I was saying before. I stopped running all over town to those coffee meetings to deliver that kind of basic information. I laid out my idea buffet, and you,
mm-hmm.
you know, I welcome you to go over there and pick up a few tidbits.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is about that is, you're right, as a follow-up specialist, people are expecting me to do the follow-up. So one of the things that I learned from one of my mentors was, rather than saying, oh, great, you know, Terry, I'll follow up with that for you, I'll say, great, Terry, tell you what, here's my email. I'd love to share that information with you. If you just shoot me off an email to remind me, I'll certainly send you that information. And the chances are 90% of the time that person will never follow up with you to give you the information. And if they do, you can be sure that that person really is intent on finding out the information. And the chances are they will turn into a client because they're motivated. And those people who are not motivated, you've said to them, I'd love to help you. This is what you need to do to get the help. Email me. And they won't. So it wasn't on. It's not on me, even though I'm the follow-up specialist. It's not on me to help them. It's up to them to be helped. It's not up to me to help you. It's up to you to get yourself into a position where you can be helped.
Right. So do you hand them your business card? Is that what you do? And then you say to them,
yep.
Okay, contact me.
Yep.
Yes. And you
yeah,
know, you're probably right there.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. That is a great idea because when people make an effort to contact you to get that information, you really do know that they're serious.
Yeah, they're
and that's part of qualifying the person.
That's right. That's what it's all about, pre-qualification, right?
You're qualifying the person to know that they're really interested.
Yeah, you got to find some way, some system to start pre-qualifying these people and get sift out the tire kickers and the people, the victim people, the people who want you to save them and do it for them. I can't do it for them.
Oh, yes.
They have to want it.
Well, you could. You choose not to.
That's right.
You know?
I'm not helping them any.
That's right. Now, how do you position yourself as the expert in your marketplace?
Well, I've shared with you a few of the things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I offer a business growth strategies report on my website where people can go and pick it up and then get into a conversation with me that way. So I I also go out and I speak. I put on training seminars on the internet and on my in my local area, and I also speak at events and for other people at their events.
Mm-hmm.
Gives people an opportunity to hear you. People want to hear you. They want to hear what you have to say, and they want to be in the room with you or on the line with you so they can actually hear you. That's why video is so great.
And it's really about creating trust, isn't it, Cheryl?
Yes. They want to hear you, and they also want to know that over time you're consistent. You keep saying the same things. Consistency is one of the first levels of trust, as is reciprocity. When you give somebody, they trust you and they'll want to give back. They'll want to move into a closer relationship with you.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, I know that you have a couple offers for our audience. Could you share those with us now?
Yeah, certainly. One of them was I have the Business Growth Strategies Report, and that will lead you to a couple of free seminars, audio tell seminars. And I also do a set the stage for follow-up in my local area. And if you are an online person, it's called Create Your Signature Follow-Up System, and it's on my website, Kickstart Your Company, under the training bar, and it's called Create Your Signature Follow-Up System. I really like this program. I got it because while it was great for people to attend Set the Stage, where we learn what to do, we also need help applying it. And so it includes mentoring. This program includes 3 mentoring sessions. And then with the bonuses that are on the site, there are 2 additional mentoring sessions that come there. Because having an opportunity to talk with somebody who has gone there before and can show you the way through the field of landmines, it's a lot easier than the trial and error method.
Okay. So to summarize, your offer is you developed the Business Growth Positioning System, GPS. I love that, the GPS, to help you get to
greater
sales, more business and measurable results. And it's all located on your website at kickstartyourcompany.com.
Yeah,
kickstartyourcompany.com.
Yeah, and the program's called Create Your System.
Create Your System. Okay. Mm-hmm. And your contact information is all on your website. Am I correct with that? What is your phone number, Cheryl, where people can connect with you?
Yeah, they can connect with me on Skype at Cheryl Schofield. And the email is Cheryl at kickstartyourcompany.com, and it's spelled Cheryl.
Nice. Thank you so very much. Now, we do have a few folks on our chat room. If you would like to type in a chat if some questions, please do that. And we also have – we don't have anybody on the calling line, but we do have a few folks in the chat. So if you're interested in typing out a question for us to answer, please do so to my audience. Now, Cheryl, this was a lot of fun because I know that follow-up is such a big challenge. It's absolutely huge for some folks. And I think we've been able to give folks a lot of – well, I don't think. I know for a fact we have given folks some tremendous meat to chew on to be able to really get out there and follow up a little bit better and hopefully reduce some of the fears that they have around networking. I know networking can be a very fearful thing. And in future calls, I am going to be talking about EFT and how to reduce our fears of networking using the emotional freedom technique, because I have so many clients who come to me and say, I am so fearful of going in and meeting new people and making a fool out of myself. I don't know if I'm dressed right. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to put the name tag. I don't know how to shake hands, on and on and on and on. And those are basic skills that can be taught. However, that emotional piece in networking can be a little bit more challenging to overcome. So we'll be using some tapping, some EFT, to work with that in the future. So, Cheryl, do you have any other we don't have any questions coming in. Do you have any other workshops that are ready to rock and roll or stand-up workshops right now that you would like to share with our members?
Yes. Also included with your business growth strategies report is a series of conversations with expert entrepreneurs. And so these so these are free opportunities for something like this, where we can get on the line and have a conversation with experts about things that have to do with growing your business. But I think mostly it's to create your system, which is on the Kickstart, your company. That's really the one of the first steps.
Okay. Very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Okay. Now, what I'd like to do at this point is make a few announcements, unless there's any other questions coming in. And first of all, I want to thank our sponsor, Law of Attraction expert Michael Loge. Michael, as always, thank you, darling. You are absolutely amazing, and I know I'll get yelled at later for saying thank you, darling. I just snuck out there, Michael. Sorry about that. And my special guest, Cheryl Schofield. Cheryl, as always, this was absolutely delightful. Talking with you about networking is one of my favorite pastimes because we share so many similar thoughts and ideas where that is concerned, and it was so much fun listening to your perspectives. I learned a few things we hadn't talked about before, and I really appreciate that. What I'd like to share with the audience also is that on June 27th, I will be delivering a communications workshop for the Service by Referral Network called Families in Business, Communication Strategies to Keep You Sane. And in that workshop, it's a four-hour workshop that goes from 5 to 9. It will be held at the Fairfield Inn, and you can learn more about it at servicebyreferral.com. And we will be reviewing DISC behavior profiles and learning how to understand yourself and others so that you can provide superior customer service to those folks who are within your business, that are family members, as well as those who aren't family members, and to your customers. So that's the goal of that program. Also on the 26th, we are going to have the lovely Michelle Mahoney from your kick-ass business coach. She's going to be coming in next week talking about attract clients today. And on July 17th, we will have Chris Alexandria talking about angels and business and which angels to work with when it comes to specific business situations. And so far on the docket for in October, and these are people who are confirmed, we have about 10 people who are lined up, but I'm still in the process of getting them all confirmed for specific dates. But I have two confirmed for October, Dr. Joe Rubino, the Law of Attraction expert, and the wonderful Jim Malinchak, who is famous for speaking and teaching speakers how to speak in colleges and universities and really improve your speaking game. I'd like to ask the audience to join me on Facebook. I have a Coffee with Terry group on Facebook, as well as a Coffee with Terry book, a group, I should say, on LinkedIn. So Coffee with Terry on both Facebook and LinkedIn. Would love it if you joined us and got involved with the conversation there. And again, Cheryl, thank you very, very much for a wonderful interview. And to everyone on the call today, make this your best week ever. Thank you for listening in to Coffee with Terry. Until next time.
Have a great day, Terry.
Thank you. You too, Cheryl.